Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Go and grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters that I'm on the side of them bum wild. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you gon' roll. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up. Up ACDC, Hank Skinner, and Joe Stray. Where's the girls? About to call them up. A little southern draw, but hey, trouble's up. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up. You got the jacked up trucks, the slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke denim. I've been out singing out long women down on the side of them bum wild. Money grows and rolls. If it don't, you gon' roll. So we hang out. We crank it up, we get loud. We're throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here. Being all night, on hippies and the hicks, jocks and bikers, they all came to dig it in the sticks. Burns you a little bit, didn't it? You ever been sniped, huh? Come on. We'll do a little frog getting counted. How about a little skinny dipping bass fishing? Take it easy on the shine. Stay away from other boys' women. That's one damn good way for a man to get it whooped down. These boys stuff down here. Get your ass tore up down here. Being all night, on the hippies and the hicks, shots and bikers, they all care. On the side of them bum wild. Money grows and grows, if it don't, you gon' grow. So we hang out by the bonfire. Just some good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up, we get loud. We're throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here. Being all night, on the hippies and the hicks, shots and bikers, they all care.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Well, howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas style. We are live tonight and every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right here on Unknown Radio Network with your host, Justin Eric. And Kevin Bryan. Justin, what's happening, bro?
Nothing much, man. What are you up to?
Shit, I'm sitting here looking good. Got a pair of cowboy boots on and some shorts. Cold beers out in front of me. And I'm ready for the show, man. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, dude, I'm on the show. What you talking about?
I tell you what, we got a bunch of cool stuff to talk about tonight. Got some new music, as promised. New music thrown in there for this evening. I think everybody's going to like it. I was going to make it a country night. But we got some other cool songs we're going to throw in there. We got some news to talk about tonight. We've got a couple things we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. Relationship Advice 2013 and Beyond is coming back. We're going to talk about some funny stuff. And, of course, Justin, at the last 30 minutes of our show every week, we do what we call FWP's Chaos Time. Man, we
That's
got
right.
a subject tonight. We got a subject for tonight. It may not make it to chaos, though. It may not make it to chaos. Because I'm sure we're going to throw some status stalkers, some status thieves discussions in there. And we're going to blow it out, man, just like we do Texas style. Every single week, we want to say thank you to Unknown Radio for allowing us to do this. Thank you to everybody that listens each week, joins us in the chat. Our friends, our good friends out there, Sandy. I know I talked to her a little bit earlier. We got some people listening every week. And we love you guys, and we appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And all the
Definitely.
Archives. Justin, I'm ready to go, man. Tell me what's been going on. What's happening in your part of the world? When are you coming back to Texas, man?
I'm hoping soon. I'm hoping soon. Got word not long ago that they're going to start, the paperwork. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, to put things in motion in terms of working my retirement stuff out.
All right. Hell yeah, man. How cool is that to be able to retire and not even be old? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not even old.
Right.
Not even zero. And you get to retire and go do something that you like, man. That's freaking awesome. Are you happy about it? It sounds like you're a little kind of bitter? I bet it's bittersweet. You've been in there a long time, huh?
Yeah, it's been been in there for a bit and just trying, man. Just trying. So yeah. Hey, look, I'm in the chat.
Being all you can be.
Right.
What you do. I understand. So, well, you know what? I'm going to be selfish about it and say I'm happy because that means your ass is on the way back here, son.
Of course.
I'm ready for that. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do. I'll tell you one thing you're coming back to Texas for, and that is to go down to some De La Soto. It's a Resurrection Talent event down in San Antonio, Texas, with a first name that I cannot pronounce.
Here, let's try to do that together. De La Soto.
Yeah, it's at the Victoria's Black Swan Inn on November 1st. You guys check it out. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see the link up there for it, or go to ResurrectionTalentLLC.com. These guys are doing amazing things over there. Next week, we're going to actually interview the owner, CEO of that company. It is an actual talent agency. Doing good things with a huge lineup. Her name is Laura Calhoun. She will be on our show next week, Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Unknown Network. With that being said, Justin, I think there's a disclaimer. There's some paperwork. You want to get that out of the way before we just
get in? I want to go ahead and get some verbal paperwork out here now to all our good friends, with the Unknown Radio Network. And we just want to say thank you, first and foremost, for giving us this opportunity to be able to run this show and exploit some craziness, but at the same time become crazy ourselves. So this is our disclaimer. The views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style do not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Radio Network.
That's right. Guess what? Cracking the coldie time. There you go.
Cackle.
How about that? We're going to have a few. I'm about to get up here and get me a coldie. You know what's funny, Justin, is sometimes in life, there's just people that piss you off. It's funny.
Yeah,
people joke about it. You know, some of the stuff that we do, of course, we do a lot of music. Justin, you've been throwing in some of the comedy stuff around there. You know, we've been playing a little Rodney Carrington here lately, and he has a good... You ever heard this? It's funny. This dude is hilarious, man. It's funny. but sometimes people piss you off. You know, they really do.
Yep.
You ever been in one of those situations you just, dadgum, it's just crazy. Check this out.
I don't think your attitude's going to change when you're dead and gone, Wherever you go, wherever you end up, you're going to run into the same people that pissed you off in the past. I get pissed off every day on the road driving. Somebody cuts you off. You son of a bitch! You pull up next to him. I'm gonna kick Jesus Christ! You're a big bastard. Aye. Woo! Shit! I just came up here to tell you I screwed up back there.
I got money.
Thank God he's in a seatbelt. I just don't think your attitude's gonna change. You get to heaven, you get up there, you get your wings, you become an angel, they get their wings, they become angels, they fart, they flap their wings, you son of a bitch. If you do that again, I'm gonna rip a wing off, you're gonna be flying around in circles. I'll probably get a tiny little set of wings for that comment. I won't even be able to fly. I'll be like a wounded duck up there. This is bullshit! I could be wrong. Maybe God will open the door and go,
you funny son of a bitch, get in here! God, it's good to see you. Where the fuck you been?
Dead gummit. Dead gummit!
When you fart, they flap their wings, you son of a bitch. You be flying around in circles. Oh, man, that's funny. I tell you, you know, there's some people that piss you off. I was in Walmart the other day, and it was crazy. It was only like 8:30, and there was only two stinking cash registers. Freaking Walmart employees walking all around. There's like 30 of them. 30 of them. And two stinking registers lines as far as you can see. And I've got like three things, you know. The self-checkout's not even there. You know, it's just people piss you off, man. They really do. They piss you off, you know. But today, Justin, is a special day, man. Today is a special day. Today, in June 6th, 1944, is what they call D-Day. You being a military man, I know you're I know you have some information about this thing. You ought to be in, as long as you've been in it. We appreciate what you do out there. We really do. But today is the anniversary. It is the 69th anniversary of D-Day. For everybody that doesn't know, today is the day that the Allied troops invaded Normandy, causing the end of World War II. We are so happy that my grandfather actually fought in that war. I have his gun from that war. As a matter of fact, you know, it's one of those things that I really treasure, man. But you have to realize where we were and to understand who we are today. And doesn't seem like we're where we should be, you know, on some levels. But we're going to talk a little bit about that later on in Chaos. And tonight we're going to talk about teams that charge money for investigating. Justin, we're not going to get into it right now. We're not going to get too loud or upset about that little subject here until a little bit later in the show. But we are going to have some people try to call in here. Call-in number, folks, is 323-580-5703. Again, that's 323-580-5703. And Justin, man, I told you I got some new music loaded up in this thing. You tell me what you want to hear. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear rock? You want to hear country? You want to hear alternative? You want to hear, you know, what do you want to hear?
It don't matter to me, brother.
Doesn't matter?
Spin the records.
Check this out.
Everybody get up. Bye. jail with us. Pull up on that bitch, you pay me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like you. So I'm jail watch, hand waiting for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new song, guys, by Robin Thicke. You may have heard it on a little show called The Voice. A couple weeks ago, that thing came out. It's been cranking the charts out. It's kind of catchy, man. I was over here kind of side to side. Just woo. I mean, dang, come on. Boy, I'll tell you something, man.
Woo. Sonny Jim.
So what's happening, brother? Talk to me, man. What's been going on?
Well, let's see here. What's been going on? What's going on? Oh,
what's going on?
That just what's might be on? Another song at some point in time.
Jeez. Woo. Tell you what.
Now, yeah, man. I mean, just life, dude. Dude, check this out. I get a call. I get a call from my wife. You know, I'm at work. Or something. No. I was leaving an appointment. I had an appointment. I was leaving the appointment. And she was like, hey, you know our mailman that comes by, you know, walks by and everything. I was like, yeah. And he was like, he read the article, you know, with you in it about the whole paranormal airman thing.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. Apparently his brother has been having some crazy activity going on, and he doesn't know who to get in contact with, and then you know, he may just want you to come out here and check it out.
There
you
go.
Like, okay. Well, we'll see what's up. The SWP up in Arkansas.
I heard that.
Side of things.
Damn, so, Skippy. There's a fort in there, right? There's Fort Smith, Arkansas, or Fort Worth. Hey, what? Hey, close enough.
Yeah, there's
whatever
a fort
works,
somewhere.
Man. Whatever works.
Yeah, Fort, Fart. I mean, you name it.
Hello. Hey. Uh-oh. You know what that reminds me of?
Have you ever done an investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think? And this is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey. You hear this? Listen closely. You hear this? Hold on. Did you hear that?
Was that the mustache whistling in the wind?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that reminds me of like a ghost town. You know what I mean? That stuff, I tell you, it's funny. You know, people, when we do these conferences, Justin, tell me if I'm wrong. I will stand up and tell people, yeah, I do this, but it freaks me out. Sometimes it scares the shit out of me. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And that's just real. And it's funny. That kind of reminds me of something a friend of mine said the other day.
I got a buddy back home. He sells caskets. He goes in that place at night. I was with him. It's way out in the damn country by an old cemetery. Big building full of caskets. He said, come on in.
Fuck you!
Pre crazy? I can't handle anything having to do with death or darkness. It scares the shit out of me. I can't even go to a funeral when the casket's open. I always see them move. You know, for some reason, laying there, casket's open, I can't go. Somebody said, he looks natural, doesn't he? Ooh, shit. That son of a bitch ain't dead yet. Men won't admit they get scared, but I got out of there. I was in bed with my wife the other night. She said, you hear that? I sure did. Go see what it is. Take the gun. Oh, shit, leave the gun. He might get past you. I don't want that son of a bitch getting me. Getting me like he's going to break in the house and go, giddy, giddy. Hold me down, tickle the shit out of me. Cops show up, what happened? He tickled me. I peed my pants. He pulled my underwear up my butt and left. You catch that bastard, he's dangerous.
I remember a time that dude came through Lubbock, Texas. It was way back when he first got started. And, man, I was hammered drunk sitting on that bar stool. We had a little table of four. And I only remember about the first 20 minutes of it. I remember laughing a lot. My stomach hurt, and I fell off the bar stool. But he's a good guy. He's a good guy, and that's true, man. You know, that's true. A lot of times somebody going on, it'd catch your attention, surprise, woo! I mean, it'll spook you, you know? I mean, hey, you never know. You never know what's going to happen, man. It's I get scared all the damn time.
Here we go.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas Style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
You know what? It sounds, man, Justin, it's getting summertime, and man, we need to get together, dude. We got to get out there somewhere and do some of this stuff.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party, proceed to party.
Now I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup.
What?
I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella. Cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
I've ever heard. Oh God, that was terrible. I wish I could just. It's a, he just talked into the whole thing. Probably got paid millions for it from a bunch of drunk potheads. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like what we're doing here. Well, that's kind of that's crazy, man. I tell you what, that's funny though. I do have some breaking news. Our good friend. I have a feeling. You know, when you do this paranormal stuff after a while, you kind of tend to pick up on when your body changes. And sometimes some people feel like they get all kinds of abilities just bow out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Just happens one day. One day they're a good friend just going, hey, that's cool stuff. Seen it on TV. Can I go somewhere with you? You know what I mean? Something happened. Just like, golly.
Dadgummit.
They're just all interested into it. Next day they wake up. Whoo, psychic medium. They're all in tune. They're a spiritualist. You know what I'm saying? It's a healer. It's been in their family the whole life. And it's crazy, you know. I think that it reminds me a lot of sometimes the people that we would consider Justin like status stalkers. You know? What did you call them the other day? What did you call it?
I called them status thieves.
Status thieves. What is a status thief?
All right, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one day you get somebody, for example, okay. And I know people've seen this out there before. And again, I'm not afraid to call it for what it is because it's just plain crazy. Because
that's how
crazy.
We do it? It's our
yeah,
show,
pretty
we
much.
Do whatever we want.
Well, anyways. Yeah, hell yeah. Well, anyway. Well, anyways. So imagine, you know, hypothetically speaking, okay, so follow me here. Okay. Say you've been in the field, you've been doing this for a while, not just in the paranormal, maybe just any hobby. Maybe you've been doing it for, maybe, hell, storm chaser. I mean, hell, something.
Who knows?
Right?
Right.
Say, you know, and you're legit, and you've really been doing it for a while.
Right.
But you meet somebody that's never done any of this before, and then say 3 months later, you look at their status, and they say that they're psychic.
Right.
3 months later after that, then you hear that they are working for some sort of a corporation type stuff.
Right.
And then later on down the road, you find out that, you know, that they're modeling or whatever the case may be. Maybe they're
right.
Some sort of rep of some
right.
sort. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me that you're a jack of all trades, all this stuff.
You mean to tell me, you know what my favorite ones are the ones that they start out like just regular person. You kind of see them around some paranormal stuff, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, they're joining a team. You see that a couple months. Next thing they have their own team. They jump out there, the next thing you know, they're a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? They're
yep.
photo shoots and going here and traveling and doing this and that. And, you know, then they got, you know, their own film project and their own reality series and their own this and their own that. And it's just like, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they end up being a fucking model. Modeling for GQ.
Well, but check
you know
this
what
out,
saying?
Though. What's funny is that I've seen people, you know, male and female, okay? I am not a respectable person. Male or female, I've seen it happen.
Right.
So they get on there, and they start taking pictures
mm-hmm.
of themselves and everything, but it's not a clear picture. It's so fuzzy and, you know,
right.
everything. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, are they trying to hide, you know, pimple scars or something? I don't know. I mean.
That's crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all have our own faults. You know what I'm saying? It's just the time span in between the two. Justin, we've actually
absolutely.
Got a caller on the line. Hang on just a second. Let's see who's popping in here.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to Ghost Hunt Textile. Who are we speaking with?
What up, boys? It's Kevin from Unknown.
What's happening, bro?
What's happening?
What are you doing, man?
I just wanted to pop in real quick and say hello to you guys.
Dead gummit. Dead gummit.
There he is. That is the man, folks. He is the man with the plan. He runs the whole damn thing. He's in charge of the East Texas Ghost Con 2012 and 2013. I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing event with a whole lot of that. Yeah, I tell you what, Kevin, I was thinking about you today. I was in the restroom at my office. And
what the heck? Really?
Well, let me finish. So I'm sitting there, right?
Oh, you didn't get to finish?
There's a damn fly buzzing around my head, right? He's just flying around. Man, I let it loose. It's like it, I don't know where it came from. It was terrible. It's bad when you pull your own shirt up. And about, I don't know, 45 seconds later, I see this fly go, bam, right to the ground.
There you go.
He caught a cloud of that, and it killed him. And it reminded me of the time you and I were investigating the Oddfellows Lodge in Waxahachie, Texas, to where Mr. Kevin planted a death of a bomb seed right in the middle of a doorway in front of his own team members, man.
Yeah. That was a demon. That was a demon that come out my butthole.
That son of a bitch was exercised. It was gone. So what's happening, man? What are you up to?
Nothing, man. Been working on the conference. I'll give you a quick update. Y'all can get the first news. I can't release the rest of it until next week.
Uh-oh.
But
we
have
hang on. Break your news. What you got?
Well, first off, I can go ahead and say this. I'm just not going to post it everywhere until next week. But we have Brian Kano of Haunted Collector on Sci-Fi Channel. He is our headliner for this year.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Woo! All right, dude. That's freaking awesome, man. Congratulations on hearing that.
Yeah. Unlike anybody else possibly in the field, Brian is actually going to come in Friday.
Okay.
I believe, you know, he's gonna come in, fly in, probably ride down with y'all.
Yep.
He's gonna be there for paranormal karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna hang out with all of us.
Sweet.
And he will be there to investigate. He won't investigate for a couple hours and head back to the hotel like somebody else we know.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. It's kind of like when that happens. Every time that happens at one of those big events, I'm just like, paycheck. Okay. Yeah. I see. Yes, sir. You know how it is. Well, that's awesome, dude. I can't wait to meet him.
And check this out. I just found this out today. Not only do we have Hotel Marshall, which my team and your team knows it's haunted.
Right.
We also have, it's called the, remember how to say it. Let me look on my paper here.
I'm gonna crack you a couple of oldies anyway, just for getting all this stuff set up, man. There's two for you right there.
Yeah, the Wiseman Hirsch Bell Home. Now this joker is empty. There's no furniture. The woman bought another home there in Marshall, and this joker is 6,000 square feet. It's got 15 rooms, 3 stories, with a basement and a slave quarters in the back.
A slave quarter?
Yeah, a slave quarter building in the back. It was built in.
Sonny, Jim.
That'd go. Mm.
It was built in 1900.
Holy crap. Dude, that is freaking awesome, Kevin. I can't wait. Are you serious? How did you find that place?
Well, I just pulled some strings. Now, that place is also. If I had money, I would buy that place because it's up for sale.
Oh, really? Man, there's a lot of places out there that that really have some good historical history behind them that can be turned into something like that. You know, What's going on with that hospital you're telling us about?
Well, I've kind of reached a brick wall right now. I'm not getting any responses back from the city.
What?
So I think my next step, I haven't contacted the mayor. I did talk to him in person when I had a meeting with him. I'm going to hit the mayor up and find out what's going on, because if they're going to string me along, then I'm going to bring that proposition over to Marshall, Texas. There's a lot of buildings over there that I can do the same thing that I want to do in this town.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we also have another location, found that out today. It's the National Bank building. It's across the square there, across from Old City Hall.
Okay.
It's two-story. It's got a basement with a creepy-ass vault because it used to be a bank.
Right.
And there's many, many claims of paranormal activity.
Dude. Hell yeah, man. I'm all over that, dude. That's awesome. You got the jail and that other place, too, you were telling us about, right?
Well, Old City Hall, what we're trying to do, because we do have Hotel Marshall, Old City Hall is a backup in case one of the other locations drop down, because we want to give, especially you guys that come out and investigate, give y'all a dose of some different buildings in that town. So that you get a good feel of all the buildings. Now, yeah, there is Old City Hall if we want to go back over there. I know.
Dude,
that place.
That jail was crazy. That jail was crazy active that night, man. It was nuts. We had some serious activity in there. Was very responsive. I used to be a prison guard, and so we went in there, and I was kind of calling out, you know, some of the sayings and stuff like that. Dude, our freaking equipment was going crazy. We had a room full of people. All I was doing was saying the stuff. Everybody else was asking questions. They got video. There was all kinds of crap going on. We had that film crew out. We had that film crew out there with us too, didn't we? Oh, that's good times, man. Good times. I can't wait to get back out there. That's going to be October, the weekend of the 4th, 5th, and 6th, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if you've already mentioned this, you and Justin and myself will be speaking at the event November 1st at the Black Swan Inn.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, it is. That's awesome. I was telling Justin about that last night. We did kind of talk about it a little bit earlier, but I can't pronounce the first name. I don't know what the
you got a little Spanish in you?
I don't know. Kevin, I was hoping you could help us out on that, actually.
It's like Los Dos. I can't. Hell, don't get me that. Cerveza?
There we go. That's all we need to know.
Sounds like that old boy Carlos, man.
I think it's important to do things like that when you get married. Have fun, enjoy yourself in the bedroom. Most important thing to keep your marriage alive. You know, if you need to, put on a wig, talk with an accent.
Hello, my name is Carlos. I want to make love to you. All of you.
Don't cry, there's enough Carlos for everybody.
Consuela. Compuesta la puerta de tu estar liquida. Burrito. Taco. Chili dough, cinnamon twist, for 89 cents at Taco Bell. Isn't that swell?
Okay, thank you.
Dead gummit!
What the?
Burrito.
Oh, Carlos, man. Oh, Carlos. Well, Kevin, I got to say something, man. Thank you for letting us do this thing every week. Also want to say thank you to everybody that's in the chat right now. There's quite a few of these guys in there. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming in and listening every single week. Kevin, you do an amazing deal over here at Unknown Radio Network. Man, I am very proud and happy to be with you guys. We appreciate it, man. And while I got you on the phone, we're going to kind of go off into this little subject we want to talk about. It's been kind of hefty in the news as far as social media and everything goes on a little bit, but it is kind of chaotic and ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. Tell me, sir, please, what you think about paranormal teams that charge for investigating. And I'm going to open the phone lines on this for other people as well. Guys, the call-in number is 323-580-5703. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We got Kevin with Unknown Paranormal out of East Texas here with us. Kevin, do you have any thoughts about teams that charge money for doing investigations?
Man, let me tell you. For the ones of us that spend our own time, our own money, you know, it kind of really ticks me off. I can't get around that.
Yes,
it ticks me off, and and some of the teams that I've discovered, well, I know of one, is in the great state of Texas, which, you know, that hits home for us that are here in Texas.
Yes, sir.
So,
that's right.
You know, that kind of puts a wrench in all of the good doings and good deeds that we do around here, and you know, I don't know. I just hope that the people realize there are a lot of good teams out there that don't charge a dime, because there's nothing guaranteed in the paranormal. We cannot guarantee when we go help somebody
Thank you, sir.
We're going to help them. You know,
right.
And if we can't help them, then we get somebody that probably can help them. But like I said, how can you guarantee? It's not like Walmart. It's not 100% guaranteed. I mean,
right.
Do you get a refund? Do you get a refund if your ghosts come back?
I love it. I like the ones that do the remote readings by email, just over the computer. Not even talk to you on the phone.
And you know, Michelle actually put it really good in the chat. She said, "Somebody going to charge me? They better bring dinner and beer."
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's
you know,
exactly
and
what I'm
think,
talking about.
Think about this, Kevin. You have to do this a lot, being the founder of the organization. You got to do follow-ups with the cases. You know, you got to check up on the folks that you helped and see how they're doing.
So
if you charge to go get rid of this ghost, do you charge them every time you call them to follow up?
Yeah. They probably would. And that's the whole thing about it. This is not, you know what I'm saying? You can't go out and get a business license for this. You can't charge tax on it. It's not a product. It's not a tangible item. It's not something like that. A lot of this belief, you know, comes in belief and spirituality and all different types of theories, and a person's interpretation can go either way, you know. And so this is a service, you know, and if you put it out there to go say, hey, you know, we're here to help, and let me come into your home with where your family and your children sleep. But then all you do is take that as evidence. You only go there and you just collect the evidence. You don't follow up, like you said. You don't talk to them. You don't present it to them. You don't do any of that. You're not providing a service even. You know, you're not even doing that. It's basically a scam to get in somewhere to investigate. And it's to charge money for that? I mean, give me a freaking break, man.
And see what's bad, what's really, really bad, on two different levels. Number one, they're doing it on a very, very, very bad moral level, okay, in terms of just, taking advantage of the client. Secondly, if they are charging, I bet you anything, about 95 to 100% of these teams probably don't even have a business license to even be charging these folks for it.
Well, no. And you think that money's getting claimed on their tax returns?
Hell no.
Absolutely not. You
know
what I mean?
Well, you know, there's other teams out there, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth. Now, I'm not saying all of them that do this, this is what they're trying. But to get around getting flack from everybody else in the field, some teams will even say, when a client says, hey, do you charge? No, we don't charge, but we do accept donations.
Right.
So, you know, in this particular one team, which we are working on getting them to come on the air on Full Spectrum Radio, we're gonna hear them out before
we
pass too much judgment on them. But
this the one with the sticker on the back of the truck that was floating around Facebook the other day?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But another thing I already told Matt about this, because I told him, I said I couldn't have them on my radio on Sunday,
Right.
And I definitely couldn't have him on my radio on Tuesday with me and Jody because it'd get bad real quick.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So I figured since they're out of Chicago, let them do it. They're level-headed, and we'll let the public decide. You know.
Yeah.
We'll let the public decide.
I heard
and,
that.
And not blast them. But I will say this about it: how in the hell can you have an EVP school that this particular group charges $100 a day? $100 a day for a 3-day class. Oh, shit. What a fart. Damn.
Huh?
But they charge $100 a damn day to teach you how to capture 10 to 12 EVPs a minute.
10 to 12 EVPs a minute?
Yeah, they're going to teach you. That's exactly what it says on their website. We'll teach you how to capture 10 to 12 EVPs per minute.
So that insinuates the fact that they guarantee the EVPs are there to be caught.
So I guess so.
Is it a controlled environment that you're walking into? Is that another part of the scam? How about going in signing up for it? How about signing up for it and then popping up and investigating that place? Checking to see if they've got shakers and moves and makers and myths and, you know, all the different kinds of stuff. Haunted houses do that kind of stuff all the time. You know what I mean?
How can you pay $100 to learn how to capture EVPs like that when you know as well as I do spirits will operate on their time, not yours?
Absolutely, for a fact.
They're literally digging themselves their own hole, and the reason I say that is because the money that they're going to make on this so-called EVP school, they're going to be using that money to pay their lawyer's retainer's fee when they get sued, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody somewhere is gonna call bullshit on that. I mean, how could you not? You know, that's something that is absolutely not right for any reason. I don't think, but I agree with you, Kevin. I mean, how in the heck can you $100 a day guaranteed to catch 10 to 12 EVPs? That's just a minute. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Any investigator that's been somewhere, even in a place that you know for a fact, with everything you got that is haunted, you've been there and had hours and hours and hours and hours of nothing but silence.
Yep, Jack.
No, I mean, nothing. There's nothing there, and it happens at the most inopportune time. You never know. That's why you got to listen to the whole damn thing from front to back and fall asleep 4 times, getting through an 8-hour investigation, listening back to audio, you know, to try to catch something. And it's not guaranteed by any reason, by any means. It's not guaranteed at all. I don't understand how they can willingly accept money for something like that and then turn around and lay down and go to sleep at night.
Sounds like they're using Miss Cleo's blueprint.
Somebody somewhere is doing something, man. I tell you what, if I ever got near where those guys were, I would definitely have to pull my jeans up so I didn't step in all that BS around there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting thick. You know, that's pretty bad.
You know, the only money I would ever spend would be to buy some cold beer to have Cy off Duck Dynasty come ghost hunt with me.
Man, we need to pull our resources together and get that done somehow. Hell, they ain't that far away from us.
He ain't that far away at all.
You know, they come to Shreveport all the time. We'll meet them there. I will provide a brand new fresh batch of tea. I don't care what he wants to eat. I don't care who he wants to bring. I'll pay for it. Bring it. Come on. I tell you what, Kevin, if you can seriously get in touch with their agent or you know how to get in all that involved, I'll put up $500 to $1,000, depending on what part of the pay period it is, to help on his retainer fee, you know, from his agency if you want to do that. And I bet you we could get other people out there in the field to raise up enough money to get that sucker on a ghost hunt.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm serious. Money talks.
I'm sure that some bitch probably has some ghost stories himself.
Well, he's got all kinds. I don't care what story he tells. I just wanted to hear him talk.
Yeah, just don't walk by a log that's got a snake in it. He'll pull out his gun and unload that bitch.
He'll be shooting at you real quick. I'm serious. I mean, you know, they all got agents. They got, you know, stuff like that. If we really want to get serious about it, we need to get on. We get together offline here and see what we can do about rounding up some money. Put it, because I'll be willing to bet money on the fact that people would pitch in, you know, to be a part of a little event or something like that to contribute to get him there. Think of the return. You know how many people buy a ticket to come through there? Organize it with security, do it right, you know what I'm saying, and set it up where it's not ridiculous. Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the investment, I think. And he's a cool dude. I just want to hang out with him. Well, we see taking all kinds of Facebook pictures.
I wouldn't be able to investigate with the fool because I'd be laughing the whole damn time.
Me too. We wouldn't get nothing done. We'd get nothing done, I guarantee you.
Screw drinking Monster and freaking Red Bull. That dude will keep you up just making you laugh.
Yeah,
he would. I wonder if he could stay up all night doing that. I wonder if he'd go into nom mode.
It's on like bing bong, Jack.
It's on like bing bong, Jack. That's funny, man. That's funny. That son of a bitch. Oh, there's that. It's been, what? We got a lot of catching up to do.
It's a family program.
It is. It is a family program. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We are almost to the break of our show, and one of the things we like to do here is some music. Kevin, you going to stick around with us here for a little bit?
Well, I got to get on the road and run some errands, so I got to get off of here.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, and I got to take a dump, too. I got some Wingstop hot wings, those atomic fire ones. They're brewing.
Oh, hell.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, you better watch out with those, man. You're going to be hurting tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, all the listeners out there for that listen to Ghost Hunting Textile, June 25th, it's a Tuesday. Kevin and Justin will be live with all of us, all the hosts and co-hosts. We will be on air together celebrating 1 year of Unknown Radio Network and Terrify Radio. So that's going to be a big shindig.
Heard that.
Get ready to laugh, bring your cold beer, and sit back and enjoy, because we're going to
have and guitars.
Yeah.
Never leave home without it, man. That's freaking awesome. Congratulations on 1 year of success, man. Hoping for many, many more, and we're going to stay with you through all the way, so no matter where we end up, man, we'll be there with you.
Yeah. Well, y'all have a good night, and thanks for having me on to chat a little bit, and y'all have a good show for the rest of the night.
10-4, sir. Right, thanks so much,
dude,
for calling in, brother. We will
all
talk
right
to you soon. Be safe.
Hey, Dash.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
I'm going to do them all.
Hey, Dash.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
Smash in the stash.
Well, Justin, we are at about the break of our show. I told you earlier I got a bunch of new music loaded up, man. We're going to run through it. We come back from the break, we're going to kind of do some stuff, some comedy stuff, throw in some news, play some music, dude, and get ready for chaos. Coming up the last 30 minutes of Ghost Hunting Textile every week. We do this every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Unknown Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Justin, what do you want to hear, man? You want to hear some rock? You want to hear some rap? You want to hear some... You know what? There's some people in the chat. I know they're going to appreciate this. We'll be back in just a few, folks. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Yeah! Some of those that work forces
Some of those that work for me are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 And 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 now you do what they told you. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. Now 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 you're under control. Now you do what they told you.
Some country bar, one of them places where you take your gas cap, get in free. I'm not saying it was a real shitty country bar, but they had a mechanical sheep, and I ain't never seen one of them. We'd gone around it, and some old fella had his dick stuck in the back of it. Walked in the bathroom, some guy was selling gum and cologne. He tried to sell me a Snicker bar, but it wasn't in the wrappers. I was kind of leery about that stuff. Hell, I was drunk. I took a bite out of it. Now, goddamn, when they start putting corn in a Snicker bar. My breath smelled like shit. We left there and stole a lawnmower and drove it to the liquor store. That cop didn't think it was funny when we pulled up next to him at that red light sitting on that lawnmower drunk. I had 13 other people sitting on the back of that thing. Roll down the window and goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm mowing. What the fuck does it look like I'm doing? You got any gray poupons?" Wake up, you son of a bitch.
Now, Justin, talk to me, sir. What's happening, man? What you got going
what
on?
What's happening?
Getting ready.
We're getting,
getting ready.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
We
you
have
thirsty?
Had some... Huh? What? Yeah. Go ahead and crack.
Yeah. Here's a bunch of people in the chat.
Now that song that you just played...
Yes, sir?
You said it was Imagine Dragons, huh?
That was Radioactive by a group called Imagine Dragons. They have a bunch of good songs, man, a bunch of good stuff out
now,
there.
Now, I wonder if, like, later on down the road, if there will be cover bands that try to play their music, would they be called Thought Lizards?
What? What the heck? Where do you come up with this crap? Is it Arkansas?
No,
is that what's doing it? Justin, we've got a conundrum.
What's up? What the hell?
We got some traveling to do. You got your riding britches on? I hope so. We got to be in Florida here not too long. And then we got to turn around and be in L.A. for StuCon. This stuff is coming up end of July, 1st of August. Bunch of things going on out that way. Big, big conference out there with Michelle Vance in Florida. We're making it out. FWP is coming that way. And then StuCon out there with Stu Crew, Scott Grunewald, and everybody.
Going out in
Los Angeles, California. They're going to put on an amazing event as they always do. That's one thing. It's a ritual. It's a ritual. People get freaking tattoos of StuCon on them. There ain't no telling where you're going to go. There's no telling who will show up. But the coolest thing, they charge like $2 to get in. You know what I mean? They don't use any famous people to promote the thing. Hell, last year, Zach Bagan showed up, had a paintball war, shot Scott in the nuts. And, there's all kinds of, you never know who's going to, movie stars, famous people, TV reporters, actors, comedians. You never know who's going to show up at StuCon. You just never know.
For all we know, Bill Dance may just show up over there.
Well, he might. Man, I got some peanuts here. I got to put them up.
Some what?
What? Hey.
What?
Uh-uh. Don't be doing that.
It's a family program.
Hey, Can't be doing all that. Not going to happen. Justin, you know what? Speaking of Scott Grunewald. I mentioned earlier that doing this in the field, you kind of get sensitive and people will sometimes, be one thing, turn into another. Well, not me. I've never once claimed to be psychic, sensitive, medium, anything like that ever. But right, I know sometimes when I get a feeling, and I have a very strong feeling, sir, that our friend Scott Grunewald is going to be on TV again very, very soon. There's a new reality show out there called Naked and Afraid. It's a real deal. It's on the Discovery Channel. It's one man, one woman who will spend 21 days being dropped off, and the mission is to get to the extraction point any distance, any type of terrain from 1 to 10 miles away from the drop-off point. This thing premieres June 23rd on Discovery Channel. Scott kind of brought that up. I think he should be credited with some of the founding idea of that. He did the Naked Investigating on Paranormal Paparazzi. People talked about it forever. They loved it. You know what I'm saying? He's that type of guy.
As long as he don't have buzzards pecking on his bathing suit area in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you never know. we're going to drop that right there. But, there's a very real possibility that man could be on TV again. And I think he would be a perfect candidate for Naked and Afraid. Do you imagine going out somewhere 21 days? Go look this up on the internet. Look at the promos for it and stuff. These people really, they got nothing, man. They got nothing. They got to get out there and get it. It's crazy. It is. I don't know. Could you do it? You think you could do it? Naked.
Naked, huh? Naked.
Yeah.
Well.
Not some army boots with a backpack and water and knives and compasses and, guns and stuff. You can't go prepared.
Well, I think the only way, especially as a man, I think the only way you could survive naked is if you had a lot of hair. Say it gets cold. You have to have enough chest hair to start a fire.
Dude, he sets his own chest hair on fire.
That's what I'm talking about. He's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. He's absolutely perfect for it. It's crazy, dude. It is absolutely crazy. You know what else is crazy? Relationships today. Are not relationships. They're more like phases. Kind of falls into the subject we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks called Relationship Advice for 2013 and Beyond. We need to get something.
Eat your heart out, Delilah.
We've got some relationship advice for everybody out there listening. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
I've been married 9 years. That's one story. My wife has been through everything.
I've learned some shit about marriage. Never start a sentence with the words, "your fucking mother." Mm-hmm. If you get to you take off running, you won't see the pooty poo for quite some time after that either. I also learned this. If your wife says to you, "we need to talk," horse shit, start a fire in the house, it's easier to deal with. Because when your wife says to you, "we need to talk," it does not mean we need to talk. It means you need to sit and listen while I tell you all the ways you've been fucking up. That's what that means. You ain't never going to hear a man say, "we need to talk," unless he caught a disease while he was fishing. That can happen. It happened to me. See, what I know about every woman is this. Every woman in the world thinks that she's a princess. And it's not their fault. They've been told that since they're little. "You're a princess." Pawpaw tells her, "by God, girl, you're a little princess." And women think them. "I'm a princess. Don't talk to me like that, you son of a bitch. I'm a princess." Her ass could be as big as a truck. "I'm a princess." "Well, you're a big goddamn princess. You might want to take them glass slippers off before you break something." My wife thinks she's a princess, and I do too. But she needs to understand she's married to a prince, and he'd like a blowjob every now and then. Which never happens, because when a woman says, "I do," that means I don't do that no more. If my wife ever does that, I got to take her off in the woods, get her drunk, and threaten to kill her. And I've only done that like 4 times. My wife has a sexual technique of a gorilla. If my pecker gets hard, she'll grab it like she's trying to land the space shuttle. Just pull the nose up, pull the fucking nose up. God damn it, woman, we were coming in too steep. You tried to kill me. She said, "you didn't like that?" "No, I didn't like it. Won't you stand up and let me kick you in the twat? See how you like that?" Twat is the most non-sexiest word there is to describe the vagina. If a woman ever said to me, "you want to see my twat?" Not if you put it like that, I don't. Shit, you might as well sing it. "Would you like to see my twat? Would you like to see me twat with my twat?" Shit, I'd love to see that. The only reason I know that word is because I had 3 sisters growing up in East Texas, and my mother used to always tell them, "get in that bathroom, clean your twat." Till I was 17, I didn't even know what a twat was. Every time I got in the shower, I'd be like, "where is the twat? I'll clean it. I'm tired of the bitching."
What the fuck? Holy jeez, man. God almighty. You know what, I apologize, but he is right, you know. Women are princesses, and I think that you should treat your woman as you treat your daughter. And that is like a princess, and I'm sorry, my daughters are number one in my world, and that's just something but you know, my mother, I give that credit to my mother. She did a good job with me, I think. You know, I try to be respectful, take care of them, protect them, but not smother them. You know, stand beside them, not in front of them, that whole type of thing. It's a country song waiting to happen, you know, but I really do, man. You know, I think that, you know, you should protect them and treat them with respect. Treat them the way that you want to be treated. I think if everybody did that, everything would be a whole lot better. And that is our relationship advice for 2013 and beyond. And speaking of all that stuff, that we're gonna get you some right here. Get you some. Get it.
Well, boy meets girl, and it's a good bet. The girl's gonna play a little hard to get. But they both got the same thing on their mind. Ain't that the way that the world goes round? Don't it get you up and get you down? It gets you walking around with a flashlight trying to find love.
Ben Boise's girl with another guy. What he wouldn't give just to catch her eye. Cause man, she is so hot. But you can't compete with a superstar. He's got a big old house and a little red car. And what you need is the one thing you ain't got. Money. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some. Money. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some. Yeah. God smiled down from up above. The money rolls in and they fall in love. From the outside looking in, it's a dream come true. But as time goes by, something turns up missing. There's not enough hugging and not enough kissing. Before too long, they better do what they gotta do. You know.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some,
baby.
Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some.
Yeah. You know, curtain climbers and rugrats and tricycle motors. It don't matter what you call them, you gotta have a whole house full of them, man. Ain't nothing in the world like youngins. Get you some.
That's right, man. Only give him a hand. Give him a hand. Get you some while you can. Do it while you're young, man. I tell you, because it runs out really fast. You know, my daughter just turned 11 years old. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. I just can't, you know. And
crazy,
it reminds
man.
Me of a story that I saw in the news the other day. You know, there was a high school student, Justin, that did great, man. He got up there. He was going to give a speech. They had a pre-approved speech, turned it into the school board and everything. You know what I mean? They read it, got up there. He went to read it, and he ripped that son of a bitch in half. He ripped it in half. You know what he did?
Nice.
He
prayed.
Stood up there, and he said the Lord's Prayer. He said it. He said the Lord's Prayer, and he said, you know why he said it? He did it in protest against the, what is it, Pickens County School District to no longer allow prayer in their school or to be read in a speech or to be recognized in any school function, period. The YouTube video of him doing this got 245,000 hits in less than 2 days. I mean, people are serious about this stuff, man. You know what I mean? And here's what the school board said. It was cool, though, because they said, look, we are not going to punish the student for expressing his religious beliefs. They said, if everybody else can, he can too. You know? It's okay for everybody to do it, but it seems like Christianity, that's specific to what he was, you know, speaking of. Was really getting hit hard, you know. They're not allowed. It's not allowed. It's all banned and pushed, but everybody else can. And he said, the hell no. And the school board backed him up, man. So I thought that was cool. I'm going to give him,
nice.
You know, there's another round of applause for that. Absolutely. You know, it's I agree. I think it's tough, you know. It's really, really tough what today is coming in. It's hard to be yourself. It's hard to express, you know, kind of who you are, what you want to do. And you know, coming from a small town myself, Justin, I grew up in West Texas, you know, and out there it's just the way that it is, you know. I mean, you're raised a certain way, and sometimes, you know, there's music out there that always relates to situations of people's lives and where they came from and who they are and stuff like that. And there's a little song that I'm going to play here. It's called The Church Pew or Barstool by Jason Aldean. Talks about going away from a small town, getting out to a big town. Types of opportunities and how your life can be different, change, stuff like that. Folks, we'll be right back with you. This is Jason Aldean on Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Yeah.
not a whole lot going on. A small town Friday night, revving up at a red light. On your mark, get set, go. Past a mom and pop restaurant, same four trucks parked out front. I guess you gotta make your own fun when you're stuck in a place this slow. There's only two means of salvation around here that seem to work: whiskey or the Bible, a shot glass or revival. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like it don't make sense. Big town dreams that I've been chasing will never come true if I wind up staying. And I don't want to fall in the same rut that everybody here seems to be stuck in. Now, why do I hang around in this church to you, a barstool kind of town? I'm like that AM station that never comes in right. Till you pass the city limits, sign, that's the only time it all gets clear. Well, it's crystal clear that I just need to find a place where there is no lines, nothing like it is around here. Someplace where it don't feel like this world revolves around. Whiskey or the Bible, shot glass or revival. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like it don't make sense. Big town dreams that I've been chasing will never come true if I wind up staying. And I don't want to fall in the same rut everybody here seems to be stuck in. Now, why do I hang around in this church to you, a barstool kind of town? Here it sometimes feels just like this world falls around. Whiskey or the Bible, a shot glass or revival. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like it don't make sense. These big town dreams that I've been chasing will never come true if I wind up staying. And I don't want to fall in the same rut that everybody here seems to be stuck in. Now, why do I hang around in this church to you, a barstool kind of town? Yeah, I need to get out of this church to you, a barstool kind of town. Yeah, yeah.
Justin?
Yes, sir.
We got to talk about something real quick.
Let's do it.
You hear this song in the background?
Oh, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Another one. Oh, that's kicking it old school. I got to tell you, man. Little local legend in the paranormal is calling it quits. Last time, last paranormal appearance ever, July 13th, Waxahachie, Texas, at the Catfish Plantation, Mike Roberts. It is his final paranormal appearance.
Another one.
Man, his final appearance in the paranormal.
In the paranormal field, that's what it says.
Really?
It happens, man. You know what?
Well,
I mean, it happens.
I know of an alter ego. I know of an alter ego that's still strong.
I forgot all about that. We're not even gonna call it, man. Ain't even gonna call it, Justin. Ain't even gonna say it. Well, I tell you what, though, it's sad to say. You know, he's had a couple of stats,
but you know what? I hear he's gonna be in that this alter ego is gonna be at the East Texas Ghost Con.
I don't know, man. We'll have to see, man. In all due respect, though, we wish Mike all the best. You know, he's been in this field for a long time. He's done a lot of really good things. Had some good recognition, you know, and the guy has a lot to teach, look at some of his stuff, you know, I mean, the dude's for real. But we wish him all the best and everything that he does moving forward, him and his family. And we want to say thank you for what you've done for the paranormal field. We do appreciate it, you know. And,
absolutely.
You know, throughout the years, you know, people come and go, and Mike's been around for a long time. So we wish him all the best moving forward.
And if I remember correctly, I think he's actually sort of moseying on to the Comic-Con side of things.
Oh, okay.
You know, as far as the comic book type stuff, the animated type stuff, you know, as a lot of you know Mike Roberts, he's a huge fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he and believe it or not, you know, it kind of shocked me and surprised me, Kevin. I was looking on Facebook one time, just kind of scrolling through, and I seen this drawing, like an actual, like, sketch drawing, right?
Huh?
And it happened to be of a Ninja Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit here, and these things actually happen to be drawn by Mike Roberts. And I'm like, man, that's pretty good.
Well, I've heard that, man. Well, good luck to him and all that he does. We'll give him a round of applause. We appreciate all his contributions to the field, and again, we wish him all the best. We're going to get serious for a moment, Justin. We got a few minutes here before we get into chaos, but I want to talk real quick about something that's near and dear to me and kind of makes sense. The song you guys just heard with Jason Aldean is called Church Pew or Barstool, and talks about a small town and coming out, and I grew up in West Texas. Justin, you grew up in East Texas, out in a small town as well. I know that we can both relate to a state like Oklahoma. Man, these guys have been hammered. They've been hammered. First set of storms that came through killed a total of 51 people. A lot of those were children. You know, it's even hard to talk about. And then all of a sudden, dude, they had a second round. It came through and hit really, really close by Moore. It was kind of up north in Union City and some other places. 5 killed so far in that. Tons of damage, man. We just want to give our prayers and our condolences to the families and everybody out there. And Justin, I know your wife went up with her roller derby team. They actually helped in, you know, bringing some clothes and some support and cleaning up and doing some different types of things. And my company and some of our employees have been involved with that as well. You know, I have family up there. And our prayers go out to them. I really hope the storms are done. But this is storm season. You know, that
absolutely.
It'll get you.
I mean, we got these tornadoes. You know, they've been coming through. There's going to be more fronts coming through, from what I understand. I mean, you have tropical storm. What is it, Andrea, that's barreling in right now in Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, at this moment. I mean, this thing spawned up right there in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it's we're in hurricane season also. So it's pretty scary to know that you have these strong tornadoes in the plains, and and you've already got hurricanes literally like days after the start of the season, the hurricane season. It's crazy.
I know, it's nuts, man. It is
guess
nuts.
What?
Well, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's chaos time.
Let's hit it.
You're
right, folks. Welcome to Chaos Time, the last half hour of our show each week. It's what we like to call FWP Chaos. Justin?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
we got some stuff to talk about this evening, sir.
It's been a good show.
It's been a good show, man. Good show. Chaos.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on this, man. Three things. Status stalkers, bullshit, and teams that charge money for investigations. Let's get right off into it. Teams that charge money for investigations. I'm sorry. No need for it. You're running a public event somewhere, and you put the money into it, and you charge people to come because you have to pay the location. You've got to reimburse yourself for drinks, food, stuff like that. Absolutely. Everybody does that. You know what I'm saying? We've held lots of events. Justin, you yourself, you know, everybody holds events. You're doing this stuff. You know, if you're a business or an agency or something like that, like these Thousand Agencies, Haunted Entertainment, Resurrection, you know, all these different places, they're actual businesses. You know what I mean? They have licenses for this kind of stuff. These teams go around and charge these people, especially charging people that are not into a situation where they can pay. That's what gets me.
True.
You know what I mean? It's not about, you know, your purpose in this, in my opinion, should be out to help people. I can honestly say, as long as we've been doing this, as many investigations as we've gone, many families we've come in contact with, we have never taken one dime from one family, ever.
Never. Never, and never will.
Never will. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, and it just amazes me that they're, you know, like, these people, some of these, the ones that I'm talking about in particular, that Kevin mentioned earlier, they're driving around with a big sticker on the back that says, rent a ghost hunter. Call so-and-so, and then a website address. Rent a ghost hunter? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is serious stuff. It's not a joke. You know what I mean? These people have actual activity going on in their home, and they don't understand what the hell is happening. The kids can't sleep. They, you know what I mean? It affects their parents. It affects their lives. It affects their relationships. I mean, it's real stuff. You know, this is real business. And it's not right
absolutely. That
people are making a mockery out of it by putting a numerical value on something like that. Yeah, somebody can put a numerical value on it. Maybe the results. You know, if you actually gave that family peace or gave them education or a resource or somewhere to go or did something other than show up, sit in their house for 4 or 5 hours, farting and bullshitting around with your friends, and go home and get, you know, even if you do get potential good evidence, you know what I'm saying? They don't even take the effort to go back over there and tell the clients.
Well, see, and that's the thing, though, man. It's like you get these people that, I mean, and listen up, folks. If you've ever tried, and if you're listening to this and you're not an investigator and you're just a client, beware for any person or any crew, team, or whatever that wants to charge you, because basically all you're paying for is for them to come in there just to test their equipment. That's it.
That's right. Exactly right. That's all that happens. You know, the case I'm going to tomorrow night, Rachel and I went out a couple weeks ago, did an investigation there. I'm taking the evidence and sitting down with them about what we caught, what we think it is, you know, what we can do moving forward, make sure the activity's not there. You know, and I just talked to them the other day. However, we have partnered up with a team that I'd like to give a shout out to and just say thank you, and that's Torch Paranormal. They reached out to us and said they'd be more than willing to help, you know, with us, with our private investigations, private cases that we do. Justin, I know you and I have got some things going on in the background that are going to be taking our full dedication here real, real soon. I hope, pray to God Almighty. And, you know, if we can't do something 100%, Jack, we ain't going to do it. You know, that's
right.
How we operate. I mean, it's the way it's always been. And if we can't give a client 150%, we're just not going to do it.
Absolutely.
So we are actually pairing up with Torch Paranormal, and they are going to help us with some of our private residential cases. And
very cool.
I can't wait to, you know, see the results and follow up with families and kind of get that networking thing going. You know, they help us a lot in the charity. Last year they stepped up. You know, some other good people out there in the local area, DNS Paranormal. You know, our friend Sherry over there, she helps in the charity stuff every single year. You know, Kevin, Unknown Paranormal, they're real big in the charity. And that's what this stuff is about, guys. It's about helping people, you know. And if you're fortunate enough to get some recognition and have some influence and something, use that for a good purpose. I think you should. I definitely don't think you should do it to profit. You know what I mean? This is a passion. And the human part of you is what reaches out to help other people.
And I got to say, you know, for any newbies out there, that are in this field that are maybe wanting to start their own team or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you, I'm gonna shoot it real. I'm gonna shoot it straight from the hip. We have no room. If you want to charge, we have no room for that. Don't even start.
Don't even do it. If you're doing it for money to get rich, don't even do it. That's right. It's kind of like status stalkers, man. Status stalkers.
Yes.
What is a status stalker? Tell me, what is a status stalker?
Well, let's see. A status stalker is the type of person that wants to be where the limelight is.
Uh-huh.
And they
want to
collect certain types of information just so they can brag and say, hey,
oh,
I got this.
Yeah. Okay.
I could call this person up. And then the next thing you know, a status stalker then becomes an agent? What?
You know what's funny is that there's some people out there that will surround themselves and all of a sudden they're best friends. They just absorb it, you know, they consume it, you know, and they do all this kind of stuff. And they forget about the people that knew them before they were that. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm sorry, but hey, you know, I mean, 2 weeks ago, you know, it wasn't this way. You know, don't act like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Big Shot out here, you know, trying to do all this kind of stuff. It takes work and effort and time, you know what I mean? And somewhat, if you know a celebrity. A celebrity is a person. You know what? I mean, every person poops. Every person. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. At some point in the day, you're going to poop. You know? So, I mean, yeah, it's great to be around those people, but they're people. You know, act like a person or they're not going to... You won't be around those people because they're going to think you're a freaking weirdo. You know what I mean? You don't just surround yourselves in order... You don't do things to get results. You don't do things to get something from people. That shouldn't be the motivation, in my opinion. It shouldn't be the motivation. You know, you don't become friends with certain people just for what they can provide to you. You know what I'm saying? You don't, no fake. Just be real. Be yourself. You know, people are people. And most people can see through the bullshit.
And then you have your status thieves that can't make friends. So they say that they do certain things so they could try to steal friends.
Jeez. One day they're brand new. 2 months later, they're a seasoned investigator. Then they turn into a witch. And then they're
a psychic.
Then they're a psychic. Then they're an empath. Then they're a solo investigator. Now they're a model. That's freaking crazy. Paranormal investigator, model, slash, psychic, adventures, witch, Rocky Hager. My website is blahblahblah.com.
I should say it's called Master of Claiming. Was it? Wait. Jack of all claiming, master of none.
Jack of all claiming. That's funny. I heard that. It's crazy, you know. But hey, who the hell are we to cast judgment?
Nope.
Not casting judgment.
It's not judgment. It's just funny as shit.
I just think it's funny as shit. That's right. We think it's funny as hell, and I know who they're fooling. It ain't me. You know, we have a hard time associating with people, you know, that we can't trust. Speaking of that, Justin, what was that? That was an old, old, old song, man. I got an old song for you that I want you to listen to. You may know it. I'm sure people do. Check this out.
Let's do it.
It's the third hardest thing even here without you, and the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things would go. How can I tell her now? Good ain't good enough. Oh, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving her.
think about that, man. That's some old, old country right there. That was some Earl Thomas Conley. You can't bring up the old music around me, boy. I'll throw it out on you. That's what happens, man.
That's right.
You never know, dude. You never know what you're going to hear on this show. Well, thanks to you, everybody, for joining in tonight. We are almost at the end of our show. Justin, we've been doing this shit for 2 hours. You believe that? We talked about some news. We talked about status stalkers, some teams that charge. Heard some Rodney Carrington in there, man. We've had all kinds of stuff going on. Played a lot of new music. We talked about new music last week, you know. And we're going to load up some new stuff and throw it in there. I think we did that. You know, I think...
You know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think... Guess what?
Talk to me, man.
I think Dr. Phil might be in the house later on.
Are you serious?
Not tonight, but I think he might be in the house later on.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he tends to show up every now and then, like a lot of our other guests.
He's trying to take Bill's spot, man. We ain't going to let that happen.
That's not going to happen. Bill Dance is a family favorite. You know, this is a family program. You got to have Bill Dance on there. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. You never know when that somebody's just going to show up. We're wrapping up the last part of our show tonight, folks. This is Chaos Hour, where we talk about anything and everything. And tonight we've thrown out a lot of good music. We've talked about some things. And we were just talking about status stalkers, people that you can trust, and who you can do. That didn't sound right, did it? You know, that really plays into who you can do, you know. Be careful who you're doing out there, you know. You don't want to have no offspring of that kind of stuff, man. Well, what's coming up next week, Justin? I'll tell you what's coming up next week. We got a special guest on the show. We got a very special guest. She is the owner and CEO of Resurrection Talent, Miss Laura Calhoun. She has booked us at the Confidel Lost Soul at the Victoria's Black Swan Inn down in San Antonio, Texas for November 1st. By Kevin Weddle from Unknown Paranormal Meets earlier. Justin, Eric, myself, and Kevin will be speaking at that event. We're going to have a booth. We'll be down there for the live investigation doing the whole thing. I can't wait. They got a great lineup. It's going to be Scott Grunewald, Rich Contreras, Kevin Weddle, myself, Justin, Eric, and a whole bunch of other folks that will be out that way. So come join us out there.
No doubt.
Check the Riverwalk out. Check out their website, resurrectiontalent.com. There's some good people, got some good things going on. Justin, we've got just a few more minutes here left in the show, and I think we're going to close it out with some music this week, man. What do you think? I still got some more stuff.
Yeah.
I went load up happy on this bad boy earlier this afternoon.
Well, if that's the case, man, let's get a little rock going on.
Want to hear some rock and roll? Well, let's, we can do some rock and roll. Let's do some alternative rock. Texas Style. We just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in tonight. Everybody in the chat, we appreciate you guys so much. And thank you to
definitely
all the Archive listeners that listen every single week. We thank you. We do this live every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG. Check them out 6 nights a week, every night but Saturday. They have a great lineup, great shows, great people out there. Take some time, listen in. We hope you'll join us next week right back here at 8 o'clock. Central. We've got Laura Calhoun with Resurrection Talent. She's going to be a great guest, Justin. This lady's done a whole bunch of stuff, dude. I can't wait to kind of pick her brain a little bit and find out what it takes, what she's been through. She's been on a couple TV shows. She's got some real stuff going on. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of what it takes to actually run a successful talent agent. She covers a wide array of people in the entertainment industry. So be sure to tune in next week, folks. Justin, I want to say thank you to everybody out there, man.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much for everybody that participated in the chat. For those folks that are in the chat room, didn't necessarily get the time. I know Laura says she was busy and stuff like that. So again, thank you for tuning in. For all the folks that you know, just like Kevin mentioned, you know, the archive listeners, those folks that listen after the fact, you're appreciated. You really are. Thank you so much for just tuning in. Thank you for just being there. And putting up with our shenanigans and and all that stuff. So I just wanted to throw that out there too. Everybody, I hope you have a great night. Kevin's going to kick this off with some great music as always.
That's right.
We will see you next week, and it's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm. That's right, folks. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Thank you so much. We'll see y'all next week. This is Cross Canadian Ragweed. We're probably going to play two songs here, so stick with us right to the end. Have a great week, folks. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
I think I'm allergic to ragweed.
That certain thing about her. Sometimes it drives me to my knees. Sometimes it makes it hard to love her. But I always come around and see. From her eyes gets me thinking what the hell could I have done this time, but it's love that I mistake for anger. The woman drives me out of my mind. Baby, you're not the one. they'd surely find me gone. Tons of heartache up on piles of grieving. Not a chance in hell I could carry on. That certain thing about her, but I'm not taking it out on me, cause